You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Isaiah chapter 52, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Jerusalem, wake up. Stand up and be strong. Holy city of Zion, dress in your best clothes. Those foreigners who ruined your sacred city won't bother you again. Zion, rise from the dirt. Free yourself from the rope around your neck. The Lord says, My people, you were sold, but not for money. Now you will be set free, but not for a payment. Long ago you went to Egypt where you lived as foreigners. Then Assyria was cruel to you. And now another nation has taken you prisoner for no reason at all. Your leaders groan with pain. And day after day, my own name is cursed. My people, you will learn who I am and who is speaking because I am here. What a beautiful sight! On the mountains, a messenger announces to Jerusalem, Good news! You're saved. There will be peace. Your God is now king. Everyone on guard duty, sing and celebrate. Look, you can see the Lord returning to Zion. Jerusalem, rise from the ruins. Join in the singing. The Lord has given comfort to his people. He comes to your rescue. The Lord has shown all nations his mighty strength. Now everyone will see the saving power of our God. Leave the city of Babylon. Don't touch anything filthy. Wash yourselves. Be ready to carry back everything sacred that belongs to the Lord. You won't need to run. No one is chasing you. The Lord God of Israel will lead and protect you from enemy attacks. The Lord says, My servant will succeed. He will be given great praise and the highest honors. Many were horrified at what happened to him, but everyone who saw him was even more horrified because he suffered until he no longer looked human. My servant will make nations worthy to worship me. Kings will be silent as they bow in wonder. They will see and think about things they have never seen or thought about before. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for these prophetic references to the ministry of your Son, Jesus Christ, who was willing to be crucified for our benefit, who took our sin upon himself, who was beaten and cruelly treated and nailed to a cross, all because of our sin. He died, but he rose again, and now lives forever, and shares his victory with all who trust in him. So, Lord, we're grateful for what you've accomplished on our behalf through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we're thankful, Lord, for the references to that we see here in this passage from the book of Isaiah. Lord, we're grateful for your presence with us today. We're grateful for your love. And we're grateful for the fact that you're willing to restore us, even though we've rebelled against you. Lord, help us to trust in you. Help our rebellion to be in the past. And help us to put you first in all areas of our lives. We thank you for all these things, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're looking to be part of a community of Christians who are making intentional investments in their spiritual growth in a supportive, group coaching environment, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of my Healthy Discipleship Community. The goal of the Healthy Discipleship Community is to utilize group discussion, coaching, training, and resources to help you become a stronger leader, spouse, parent, and disciple of Christ. To learn more, please visit HealthyDiscipleshipCommunity.com or click the link in this episode's description. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
God's Word will change our life, but sometimes it's hard to know where to start. Well, that's where I come in. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week, I guide you through a scripture, giving you space to listen to the Spirit and pray about what's on your heart. Then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.